missile defense system. Here's NBC's Richard Engel in Turkey.
Taking a precaution, Israel this morning said that it mobilized its Iron Dome missile defense systems around the cities of Haifa and Sfat in northern Israel. So far, however, a retaliation seems unlikely.
Israeli officials say they hit a missile shipment believed to be headed for Lebanon's Hezbollah. Police in Bangladesh say more than 600 bodies have now been recovered from a garment factory building collapse. Work continues to recover even more. Five women are dead in the San Francisco Bay Area from a fire in the limousine they were riding in. Four others in that limo were injured. The cause still unknown. And President Obama heads for Ohio today. He is giving the commencement address at Ohio State University. This is NBC News Radio. Firefighters are getting a handle on a large wildfire in Southern California. NBC's Ayman Mohideen says they are also getting on top of other fires in that area quickly.
For a fourth straight day, a California fire burned wild and fast, this time in Banning, just south of Los Angeles. Firefighters quickly moved in to contain it, first on the ground and then by air. But the biggest firefight is still here, the Springs Fire that broke out in Ventura County, threatening thousands of homes.
Firefighters say they are getting some help from the weather today, with calmer winds and higher humidity. And it's a wrap for the folks at Dunder Mifflin Paper Company. The actors who've played office workers on the NBC show The Office attended a wrap party in Scranton, PA, where the fictional workplace they portray on the show is located. 10,000 people attended the party with a parade and the chance for fans to pose with the actors. I'm Peter Alexander, NBC News Radio.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you'd treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
As long as the kids keep making the traveling team and the new restaurant across town doesn't deliver, you're going to be driving. So it's a smart choice to join new BP Driver Rewards. You receive an instant 10 cents per gallon reward just for signing up. With every second fill up of quality BP gasoline, you keep earning and saving 5 cents per gallon. Pick up a BP Driver Rewards brochure at your local BP to join now. Up to 20 gallons, terms and conditions apply. See bpdriverrewards.com for details.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Everybody get ready for Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. A foodie born and bred, my wife Nikki loves chatting up chefs, dining out, and insider industry buzz.
And my husband David thinks a great meal is nothing but a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under $20. Because he is cheap.
Well, maybe so, but Foodie married Beast anyway, and together we've got the food and wine variety show that has everyone talking.
It's Foodie and the Beast, and we are on now.
Hey, everybody, it's Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis, and we are live at the beautiful, stunning National Harbor for the 2013 Wine and Food Festival.
You think,
and we're not alone, we're about to be surrounded. Yet we were here yesterday, we were surrounded by about 3,000 people, maybe
more.
Yeah,
more than that. How many people 10,000?
Yesterday was about 8,000.
Oh, my God. I was in my cups by 12 o'clock. So, and you can come out. The full festival is on all day today. You come on down and see us. And crafts and celebrity chefs like Scott Druneau and
Tiffany McIsaac and Kyle Bailey and Mike, Victor Albisu and Mike Isabella.
My wife is constantly interrupting me. And we want to thank Greg Nivens and his crew for having the wisdom and the foresight and the courage to bring us down here alive. So we've got on the show today, we've got Greg with us. He's with the Trigger Agency, and those are the people with the smarts to put on this event. Scott Druneau. coming up.
Yeah, you get a little,
so
you get a little taste before the show.
If you ain't in a chair, I would get in a chair. So let's start off with Lisette Bishams, who's the executive director of the Carpenter Shelter. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How you doing?
Thank you for inviting us back so we can do this
goodness.
Again with you.
Couldn't do it without you.
Oh,
love to have
really?
You here.
No. Lifetime job? All right.
Lifetime job.
Hubba hubba.
You're hired.
All right. So why don't you do it from the beginning? Tell us about Carpenter Shelter and the mission that you guys follow every
so
day.
Our mission is to provide sustainable independence to homeless folks. We've been in the business for 25 years. We serve about 1,000 homeless people a year, and that is anywhere from the chronically homeless all the way till we have them in housing. And we have a tremendous success rate. This event is in its 11th year, and it is our largest fundraiser for our operations. And it raises, hopefully, about $100,000 to our towards our $2 million.
$100,000 we're going to raise.
That's great.
How exciting.
Because this year's a sellout. Is it a sellout every year?
It sold out for the first time last year in our 10-year anniversary.
Wait a minute. That's a coincidence. Last year was our first year here.
I know.
Right?
See? You helped us get there.
I want to say categorically we had nothing to do with it, I'm sure. But, no, but it's a great event. And look at all the action going on.
It is a great event, and it's wonderful volunteers and supporters that come back every single year. We've got 24 restaurants. This year, 7 new ones.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, bringing in all these restaurants every year, because there's a lot of food and wine events around town, and the restaurants, you know, you keep going to the well over and over.
Right.
So let's talk about who's here today and who's helping to support the cause.
Oh, my goodness. There are so many. So I'll talk a couple of the new ones. So, you know, Cheesesteak is new. Alexander Cupcake is new. A couple of the people that have been here for years. We've got Bread and Chocolate has been here for years, and never fail to mention Mike over at Pork Barrel Barbecue. He's been a big, big supporter.
Right.
And so we have so many wonderful restaurants. Of course, Bravo and Majestic, and new this year is Hard Times Cafe. They've got a beautiful little setup over
there.
They do. You know, they just... The community really comes out. The restaurant community really comes out for us here in Alexandria. We're the largest shelter in Northern Virginia, but our heart is in Alexandria, and the restaurants here really show it.
I was just going to say, the community
right,
comes
the community
out, too.
Right, the community comes out, too. How many tickets sold today?
650.
So
Mamma mia!
Come by today.
You would ask that, right?
So I did ask that.
I saw a couple of things. You can go down to get a
getaway.
There's a
NASCAR package. So Mobile One, you could go down to the Dover Raceway, and it's a package for four, and down by you know, the race, and get to have stuff signed and all that kind of stuff for those people that like races. Todd Thrasher, that's a really big one. He's a big mix master. And
incredible cocktails at Restaurant Eve and Society Fair and at the Majestic. He arranges all that kind of stuff. So he's got a terrific auction
he's
out
got
there.
I should add, just added, is a one-week getaway at a Harvard.
Small fire. Can you explain what happened so that people know?
Yes. So we have these bags that we use, which is part of how people move in and caught fire. It was a small electrical fire in a it's got displaced. Nobody got hurt. And we love our Alexandria firefighters. They come in water ablazing, and they put out the fire, and nobody was hurt, and we got everybody out. It was a nice little fire drill.
Okay.
But that water really comes in.
A lot of water damage.
So, back rolling within 2 days. But the damage is going to be about $45,000.
Wow.
And our take of it is going to be about
$10,000. Okay, so we need to raise an extra $10,000.
We do need to raise an extra $10,000. I'm going to do a little shout out to one of our cook-off partner restaurant groups. Mm-hmm. So, and that would be Virtue, which is one of the restaurant groups with the Majestic.
Right.
And they're doing May 6th at Virtue there. If you mentioned Carpenter Shelter, they're giving 10% of the checks, all towards our fire relief fund.
So if you go to Virtue on May 6th and you say, Carpenter Shelter, 10% of your check immediately
comes
to the
us.
Shelter.
That's
fabulous.
Right.
We love that. Okay, very cool.
Meet us out for dinner, and it's all day. Lunch, dinner,
excellent.
Both.
Okay,
drinks.
So we're going to bring you back later on in the show because there are judges who, aside from the public opinion that helps pick the winner today, there are judges who are coming in who are going to do a variety. They have three different options. Right?
We have appetizer, entree, and dessert.
Okay, so they're going to judge it. So we're going to give them an on your mark, get set, go. We're going to give them what they need to do to do it.
And I got
to
throw people out here all over the place. They come looking for them.
No, it's exciting to see so many people are really interested. I mean, watching the demo stage yesterday, it really was standing room only. People were really into it, and they all had questions.
Oh, Rock Harper had them.
Oh, my God. Rock
right
Harper.
Right here in the palm of his hand.
I know. They loved him yesterday.
Foodies are the new Trekkies.
All right, let's talk about today. We got about two more minutes. People can still come out and have a full day of fun.
Please come out. It's great. We have 200-plus SKUs of different products that we're serving, and we still have all the good stuff. We serve wines from $5 to $500, and they're all over the place. The VIP pier will be cooking food all day out there and goes till 6.
What's at the VIP pier? I didn't have a chance to go out there yesterday.
We have about there's 15 or 20 different tables of different types of food. So we have everything from hamburgers and hot dogs. So we have our own little American grill to, an Italian place. We have a fantastic gourmet cheeses that we brought in and all kinds of different types of food.
I do want to say, before we move on, that the Prince George's County Police, who are great, brought us donuts this morning.
I know, that was so nice.
They're wonderful.
That
was great. Usually when I see them, they're asking me if I know how fast I was driving. So just to see them and not be in trouble was awesome.
All right. Well, we are going to say goodbye to you for now, but we're going to bring you back on at the end of the show so we can kick it off when the event opens up at noon today. Right.
Noon.
So come on down to the National Harbor for the Wine and Food Festival. It is outrageous. Greg, thanks so much for having us here today. And we'll bring you back on in a little second. So why don't you introduce?
All right. Well, so Friday night we're at the wine dinner, and we had an opportunity to taste a spectrum of wines from the Hobbs Winery, and they were nothing short of spectacular. And we've got Matt Hobbs with us today. Matt is he's got 1 foot on the plane and 1 foot on the show.
Right.
Matt, welcome to Foodie and the Beast.
Thank you. Back in the late 1960s, we grew up in a large family in upstate New York.
Yeah, there are about 400 kids, right?
Just shy of 400. Just and 11 of us in the late 60s. We grew up on an apple farm, but one night our father poured a special beverage in a Dixie cup. Ended up being a bottle of Chateau de Chem Sauternes that Paul tasted in the late 1960s when he was a high school student. And that propelled him and caused him to want to plant grapes on the family farm. And that's where he sort of first cut his teeth making or growing vines, actually.
That must have been some epiphany. Did fireworks go off?
And his taste buds ignited.
All right. Well, go ahead, babe.
Well, I was going to ask, so how did that transform into these two wineries that you now have today? I mean, how did you go from A to Z?
Sure. Well, I don't think it was quickly. It's a lifelong passion that has fueled Paul. He after graduating high school, he quickly moved out to California after a stint in the Midwest doing some chemistry studies, mm-hmm. and got his master's in winemaking at the University of California, Davis, which at the time and is still considered to be one of the preeminent wine universities in the world. Mm-hmm. And he was very fortunate to get an initial job with Robert Mondavi Winery in the late 70s.
They're actually, you know, it's their 100th year anniversary, mm-hmm. and they're doing huge events all across the nation. They're the winemakers coming on our show in a couple weeks.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
Our audience is being treated to some of the wind that's happening.
Well, that's what happens when you do a show live and outside.
This is San Francisco day here today.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
It feels beautiful.
Unfortunately, we're not in San Francisco.
Well, this is mighty lovely right along the shores of the Potomac.
It's beautiful.
It's really gorgeous.
Well, I'm so sorry. So finish your story, as you were saying.
Paul had done some research there at Davis on oak, and that is what really – Paul's considered to be a leading expert on oak and the impact it has on wine. So he was fortunate to get this position, and shortly after he started, they formed their joint venture called Opus One, and Paul was asked to be on the winemaking team there along with
– I never heard of it. Have you ever heard – has anybody ever heard of Opus One? I've never heard of it.
Yeah. the little red wine brand from California
that's nobody's ever heard of. Never heard of Steven Spielberg.
Right, exactly.
So it was a very pivotal moment in Paul's career that he was able to be part of that team. And then his mentor at Mondavi had been a famous female winemaker named Zalma Long, mm-hmm. who asked Paul to come over to Simi Winery in the 1980s in Healdsburg and make red wines with her there. And then he started his own winery in 1991. Like any great artist or musician or chef, they ultimately want to go out and do their own thing.
Well, that totally makes sense. We are going to take a quick break.
Sure.
Matt, we'll be right back with you. This is David and Nikki Nellis. We are live at the National Harbor Wine and Food Festival. It's a little windy, but the sun is coming out. It's going to be a beautiful day. If you don't have plans today, you have them now. Come on down and join us here. We'll be back in just
a
sec.
Don't wear a skirt.
The National Ovarian Cancer Coalition's Northern Virginia chapter invites you to break the silence on ovarian cancer by signing up for the Break the Silence 5K and Teal Mile, scheduled for Saturday, May 18th at Fairfax Corner, Fairfax, Virginia. Race starts at 8:30 a.m. and includes a pre-race pasta dinner at Packet Pickup, event day Teal Zone Family Fun Area, and a celebration with the Parade of Survivors. Register online at ovarian.org. That's ovarian.org.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Escape the everyday to the close-by Early Mountain Vineyards in Madison, Virginia. A relaxing getaway just a short drive from D.C., it has an award-winning tasting room, breathtaking views of the Blue Ridge, and the best of Virginia wines, locally grown food, live music, and slow sunsets. Visit earlymountain.com or follow them on Twitter at Early Mountain. Mention Foodie and the Beast and this ad for a free flight of wines at your next visit.
For over a century, Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington has served the youth in our nation's capital. The club's new STEAM initiative uses the arts to teach science, technology, engineering, and math. Today, more than ever, we need your support of STEAM. It will encourage our youth to think rather than memorize, create rather than copy, and to be resourceful rather than reserved. So visit boysandgirlsclubs.org. Send a dollar or more as an investment to help us help our kids pick up STEAM. Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington, great futures start here. This message is brought to you by GEICO and WTOP.
Okay, are we back on the air? Hey, everybody, it's David and Nikki Nellis, Foodie and the Beast. We are live from the beautiful National Harbor, the Wine and Food Festival. It's all on today. It starts at 12. You got to come out here and see it. It's a beautiful sunny day. We're out by the harbor. We're hanging out.
Do you know who that was who just said hi to me?
No.
That's Holly Harder with the Asian Pears.
Oh.
They're here today.
Hello, Holly Harder with the Asian Pears.
All right,
so we're back with Matt Hobbs.
Yes.
And we're talking about the Hobbs Winery. And Matt, you guys came on like a storm, and you've won national and international awards that people who've been in business twice as long couldn't even hope for. So tell us about that. Might as well brag.
Well, we have benefited from terrific press, from very influential writers, both in the United States and internationally. But we've never made wines for the press. Mm-hmm. Paul is very driven by his vision and his focus. And we have just been really grateful to receive all the recognition that we have for the wines.
Well, yeah. So for people who may not have had the pleasure of trying some of the wines, what are some of the must-taste wines of the Paul Hobbs Winery that people should be checking out?
Well, that's actually a really tough question.
No, the Pinot Noir. The Pinot Noir we had the other night was just knockout.
It was knockout.
Thank you.
But awesome. Which vintage? I mean, just give people a little bit.
Let me give you a sense for what we produce. Paul has two wineries, actually three, the two wineries in California, and he also has been making wine in Argentina for almost 25 years.
Right,
and has
right.
had a winery there since 1997.
So that was the Malbec we had.
And that was the Malbec
which
that
was
we had.
Very good.
And Paul
I should get some points for remembering.
I know, I'm impressed.
I'm surprised anybody remembers anything from that evening.
Who are you?
And he has been making wonderful Malbec and is recognized as a pioneer and leader in making Malbec in Argentina and bringing about what has essentially been a revolution in Argentine winemaking over the last 25 years.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, even 10 years ago, it was just really gaining some tread in the market.
Yes.
Now it's really available.
Yes, and it's been a long time in the making. Mm-hmm. Folks sort of think this all landed on the scene about 7-10 years ago, but it's actually been in motion since the early 1990s.
Amazing.
Yeah. Now, are you a winemaker?
I am not a winemaker. I'm a wine ambassador.
Not so bad.
No.
It's not so bad. We got ambassadors over here, too. Lots of ambassadors.
I have the fun job.
Right. You don't have to walk around with purple feet. You can just drink wine and talk about it. I like that.
But in terms of what we make in California, under the Paul Hobbs label, we make 23 different wines.
Okay.
Our varieties are Chardonnay, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Pinot Noir. Our vineyard-specific or vineyard-designated wines, which is really Paul's sweet spot and what he focuses on.
So like single?
Single vineyards. So instead of blending fruit from two or more vineyards together, mm-hmm. we pick wonderful vineyards and we get that fruit to express itself independently in the bottle.
It's such a crapshoot, isn't it, when you're doing a single vineyard?
I kind of refer to it as the winemaker tying both hands behind their back.
Okay.
Because they don't have the liberty of blending varieties together
to get
augment
what they want.
Or supplement, and they don't have the liberty of blending different locations together because different locations give you different characteristics.
Sure.
So let me jump in because we have about 1 minute left with mm-hmm. Matt. Matt's going to run and catch a. You're going to jump in the plane.
Right.
I think I'm going to swim.
Tell us where in the D.C. area people can find the Hobbs wines.
Ooh, well, that's a good question. I mean, right now, I mean, certainly fine restaurants.
Uh-huh.
We try to focus our distribution on fine dining restaurants, and with the Cross Barn wines, some more casual restaurants.
We can always order online, too.
We can always order online directly through our mailing list. Our wines are distributed in the D.C. area through
right.
our distributor called The Country Vintner.
Yes.
MacArthur's has always been a big historical
yeah.
supporter of ours. We've
uh-huh.
participated in their Cabernet tasting for the better part of the last 15 years, or ever since it was founded. But, you know, we're going through a couple small vintages here. 2010 and 2011 were very cold vintages, a little bit like today.
Doesn't okay. it sound like we're, like,
I
taking
know.
An ocean voyage? Yar, matey!
Okay. Well,
so the wines are a little bit more limited supply than they are in a normal vintage, just because Cabernet yields in particular have been down significantly in the last
All
couple
right,
of vintages.
Give the right. website please. Web address, please.
Absolutely, I'd love to. It's paulhobbs.com.
H-O-B-B-S.
And that will bring you to Paul Hobbs Winery, Cross Barn Winery, and to Paul Hobbs Imports, which
Great.
Is the portal for all of the South American wines.
All right.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We know you got a plane to catch, but we really appreciate your time.
He's got a kid event in upstate New York.
You've
got to get home. Thanks,
all right.
Matt. Thanks very much.
Skinny girls.
Thank
yes.
you both. Pleasure
yeah.
to be with you.
All right. Thank you. Thanks so much. All right, skinny girls. All right. I have to be honest. I was like, really, skinny girl? But it's not bad. It's a pretty good drink.
Absolutely.
I really do like it.
And I'm so excited about the next one that we have for you. Okay. It's my absolute favorite one that we've come out with so far.
Okay, what is it?
It's Skinny Girl Mojito.
Okay.
And I'm a person that loves rum.
Or for those of us who have no class, it's Mojito.
Right.
Mojito.
So the Skinny Girl Mojito.
Right.
Last year we came out with Skinny Girl Pina Colada, and I happen to love rum. So this is a continuation of our rum-based drinks.
Okay.
And as Liz mentioned, we use Crusian rum in it, which is a legendary rum from St. Croix. So here we're borrowing all the great things that Beam has to offer and kind of rolling them all up into our products. So this is Skinny Girl Mojito, less than 150 calories per serving, using Crusian rum, and it's so fun.
So does Bethany Frankel sit around all day drinking Skinny Girl? Is she too busy counting your money?
She drinks it while she counts her money.
Why not do both at the same time, Now, you have some other, like, you have a lot of bottles over there. Why don't you tell us about some of the things you got over there before we go to our next segment?
Sure. Well, being global, we have a long list of brands. Our latest brand is Pinnacle Vodka.
Okay. I made fun of you earlier. I was like, what is that?
Well, we're in the flavor vodka game. And we also have an 80-proof vodka as well. But we're known for our flavors. We have over 36 flavors available. It is about 70 proof, and we do a lot of dessert flavors, as rainbow sherbet and strawberry shortcake.
So you just drink those on the rocks? Is that how you advise drinking them?
Well, maybe we'll splash a pineapple juice.
Okay.
It kind of brings out the flavor, or a little lemonade. They're very easy to drink.
Okay, they're easy drinking. That's what we
easy
need.
Drinking.
We need more things that are easy to drink, because there's just not enough stuff that's easy to go down. All right, we are going to try our mojitos from Skinny Girl, and we will be back to you guys in a little bit. I see some Cavassier over there as well.
Yes.
We've got a lot going on. But now, I'm going to let you do the intro.
All right, well, first of all, I'm going to do it again, and I'm not going to stumble over my tongue here. Simon Brooking is a member of the Robertson clan, which goes back to, what, about the 1100s?
13th century.
Same thing.
Okay, close it up.
He is the Beam Global Spirits Master Brand Ambassador for Laphroaig Whiskey and Ardmore Single Malt. Malt Scotch whiskeys, and he came with a whiskey briefcase.
I know, he came with a briefcase.
Peat moss and all kinds of stuff.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. Do you drink that stuff or smoke
it? I use it for demonstration purposes.
I see.
To tell people, to show them how we make our whiskey from the island of Islay off the coast of Scotland. But I always like to start my interview with a little song. Can I do that?
Oh, yes, please do.
Please.
All right. Here's a health to the company and one to my lass. Let's drink and be merry all out of one glass. Let's drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet here again. Slangeva.
Cheers. Cheers, cheers.
Now, what I pour for you is some Laphroaig 18
years. And I just want to say they'll never take away our freedom.
Freedom, that's what it's all about.
Thank you. All right, so, and I see you have a kilt on, but I'm not going to talk about that.
Okay, so
what is Scotch whiskey?
Yes.
Scotch whiskey, there's two categories of Scotch. There's blended Scotch and there's single malt Scotch.
Right.
Laphroaig is a single malt Scotch, which means it's made out of pure malted barley, and I've got some barley here that I want you to have a taste of.
Okay.
Have a chew of the barley there. We are one of five distilleries that still does floor maltings. Have a taste of that.
Okay.
Because what we do is we dry the barley over peat fires, and this is a chunk of peat that I've got here in my hand.
We dry the barley.
You don't need that.
It looks like a brownie.
Well, why do you think we call the Highlands, right?
Officer!
But we dry our barley over these peat fires and makes this whiskey a very smoky whiskey.
Okay.
We are one of...
But how did that happen? You guys just sitting around up in the Highlands and...
Exactly. We've got nothing else to do.
Running from the Brits and let's burn some peat.
The sheep are all taken care of. And so we've got the 10-year here to taste and the 18-year. The 18 is just a wee bit softer.
What are we drinking here?
Well, I think that one there is the 10-year, but the 18... There was a 10 and 18.
Oh, I both shared.
But this is the 18 year.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is have a nose of this and get your nose in the glass, but part your lips a wee bit. I'll demonstrate like this. Because when you nose a whiskey with your mouth closed, you get full alcohol. It numbs the senses, anesthetizes your nose, and makes your head kick back. Now, you might like that experience.
I'm going na-na right
now.
Wait,
can I ask a question, though?
Sure.
Are you supposed to add water to this?
Great question.
Because we've done some tastings before. And they dilute with water.
You drink it the way you like it. That's the most important thing. You come to the Laphroaig distillery, and they'll be surprised if you don't add water to your whiskey.
Okay.
But I always say try it straight up first and then have a taste.
But what's the Laphroaig difference, I guess, is the way?
The Laphroaig is a smoky whiskey made on an island off the coast of Scotland. And you get the influence of the sea, the smoke. We need to have a toast as well.
Okay, another toast.
And when you taste it, here's the other tip. I always suggest you put it more towards the middle of the tongue because that way it bypasses the heat sensors. You get more of the flavor, less
May the burn. I do the toast?
Okay, no.
Okay.
Look out lips, look out gums, look out stomach. Here she comes.
Okay, there
Perfect.
We go.
Okay,
salut.
Go.
Okay, salut.
There you go.
Mm. Mommy.
It's beautiful for a day like today, right?
Oh, Lord.
It's
like, I was going to go home and work in the yard. I'm going to go home and take a nap.
Oh, this gets me going.
All right, now.
So let's talk about the role of the peat. I mean, what is it that makes it so different from the other whiskeys and scotches that are
available?
Well,
the Highland whiskeys, there's peat all over the world, but the peat in the Highlands is more decomposed coniferous pine trees, whereas the peat in the Islands is more decomposed seaweed. So it's kind of like the difference between sitting around a campfire in the forest versus sitting around a campfire on the beach.
Okay.
Lafroig is... We're at the beach. It's that beach campfire.
Okay.
And it's because it's a damper climate, it takes longer to dry the barley. So that's why the whiskies from the region of Islay tend to be smokier. And Islay's a tiny wee island, 3,000 people, 8 distilleries. It's also known as the Happy Island.
I bet.
Islay is a Gaelic word. It means the island of Ireland.
The island that leans to the left.
Okay, now, so you brought two today. So tell me about the 10-year-old
Well,
one.
I brought since it's...
And the 18. So we got both here.
So since it's Foodie and the Beast, I brought the Beast as well, and that's the 10-year cask strength.
Woof.
And this is just big, smoky, salt of the sea, very full-bodied. For the Lafroig drinkers who want something a little bit bigger, this is a beautiful whiskey, and I'll offer a toast with that.
Okay, good.
And
another
this
toast.
Is one. This is one my grandfather taught me. It goes like this. Here's to us, nae like us, God dent. And that translates to here's to us. There's nobody else like us. God damn the rest.
Oh, my
Swanja.
God.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Look, there's a Bernese Mountain Dog.
Bring that burner back here, son. Come on.
We have a Bernese Mountain
Come
Dog.
Come on over here. Hello, Aww. Poo-poo. All right.
He's so cute.
He's a beautiful dog.
All right, so where can we find you here at the festival?
We'll be at table 123. I'm also going to be doing a seminar later on, part of the evening.
At the cooking demo,
afternoon.
At the Viking stage. Terrific.
So, and all our bottles are available for purchase here at the festival today. So.
Really? So people can buy?
Yes.
How many different bottles did you bring?
We've got three different bottlings. We've got the 10-year-old. We've got the 18-year, and we've got quarter cask.
Quarter, and what is that?
Quarter cask, we're aging in two different size bourbon barrels.
Okay.
200-liter bourbon, and then 100-liter quarter cask, and you get more of the influence of the wood on the whiskey. There's more of an oaky sweetness.
Okay.
All right. Wait a minute.
What,
I just want to say, you are a hale and hearty fellow, met. You're a good guest.
Yes.
Bring all this stuff to us.
Yeah, so next time you come to D.C., we want you to come on the show so we can do more and talk more about the product.
I would have worn my kilt, but
okay. Next time.
Bad legs.
That's, all right. This is David and Nikki Nellis. We are live at the National Harbor Wine and Food Festival. Everything you are hearing about today, you could come and experience yourself. Come on down and join us. We'll be right back.
Looking for an event the whole family can enjoy? Carter's Run for Dandy Walker is being held on May 19th at Ashburn Elementary School. The 5K Run Walk includes a family fun fest featuring moon bounces, face painting, food trucks, a performance by the Great Zucchini, and more. This is the second year the Zimmerman family has organized this event in honor of their son, Carter. All of the proceeds benefit the Dandy Walker Alliance, not-for-profit organization that promotes awareness of this congenital brain malformation. For more information, visit cartersrun.org.
For over a century, Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington has served the youth in our nation's capital. The club's new STEAM initiative uses the arts to teach science, technology, engineering, and math. Today, more than ever, we need your support of STEAM. It will encourage our youth to think rather than memorize, create rather than copy, and to be resourceful rather than reserved. So visit boysandgirlsclubs.org. Send a dollar or more as an investment to help us help our kids pick up STEAM. Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington, great futures start here.
This message is brought to you by GEICO and Federal News Radio.
Are you looking to go abroad and make a difference? Consider volunteering or studying abroad on a YFU gap year to Thailand, Romania, or Ghana. Earn course credit, live locally, and become a global citizen. YFU offers gap year as well as summer, semester, and year-long programs to 40 countries. Call 1-800-TEENAGE or visit YFUUSA.org to learn more about Youth for Understanding study abroad programs. Change your life. Change the world. Youth for Understanding.
The National Ovarian Cancer Coalition's Northern Virginia chapter invites you to break the silence on ovarian cancer by signing up for the Break the Silence 5K and Teal Mile, scheduled for Saturday, May 18th at Fairfax Corner, Fairfax, Virginia. Race starts at 8:30 a.m. and includes a pre-race pasta dinner at Packet Pickup. Event day Teal Zone Family Fun Area, and a celebration with the Parade of Survivors. Register online at ovarian.org. That's ovarian.org.
We are back with Foodie and the Beast live at National Harbor. We're here for the, here comes food, the Wine and Food Festival. It is awesome. How many vendors are there total? There got to be like 150 vendors up and down. It's
well
crazy.
Over. Diane, how many vendors? 150. Very good, David. All right. Paying attention.
The spell Nellis with two L's, Diane. Thank you very much. And we're out here. You can come out here. The festival's on all day today. Admission starts at noon. And we are actually, we're being treated to some food here, which I love. But let's talk about Skinny Girl some more.
Sure.
I want to know.
Well, are we done with Skinny Girl? Are we moving on to something else?
We can talk about whatever you guys
Okay, all right. Have it, David.
Well,
go
I just want to know, is Bethany Frankel like...
Stop
real?
Asking about Bethany Frankel.
I'm obsessed.
She's a skinny girl. She is a skinny girl.
She's my BFF.
No, she's not.
No, she's not. My best far away friend.
Your best friend is right next to you.
Does she get involved in actually the tasting and the mixing and the...
She has a team she works with. And
really?
She tastes every single cocktail that we make. She picks the flavor. She's adamant about what goes out because it's under her name. And so she makes sure that what we present is what she wants us to present.
Well, are you guys open to working with me on fat guy cocktails?
Maybe. That's a good idea. Keep talking.
Some little beastie.
Fat right. slob.
So you poured something else. What'd you pour next?
Some Cavassier Gold. We have a new line of liqueurs from Cavassier.
Okay.
Cavassier Gold and Cavassier Rosé. The Cavassier Gold is...
Wait, how old are you?
Age, so
okay, no drinks for her. Sorry.
The gold is a Cavassier VS and Moscato blend.
Okay, what does that mean? Tell me more.
So that makes it a liqueur. It's no longer a cognac.
Oh.
So it's about 36 proof, and this is to open up the category to people who are curious about cognac, but not quite sure if they want to jump
out
there.
Well, it doesn't have that. The cognac is good, but it has a real bite at the end. This is nice and smooth.
It blends it out. It makes it nice, a little mellow.
And then what's the other one you have there?
The rosé is made with a sweet red wine.
Interesting.
Would you like to try some?
Yeah, I'll try a little bit of that, too.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Who's driving you home?
Nobody. I'm just staying. I'm going to stay here the night. I'll stay at the Gaylord. There you go.
Great. And I'll get the kids off to school. Okay. That'll be lovely.
I think that's how we should do
all
it.
All right, so now we're going to talk about Beef Checkoff. Beef Checkoff represents farmers and ranchers across the country, and it's essentially an educational marketing undertaking, let's call it that, to let people know about the benefits of beef. I can't even say it.
Right.
And there's a beef ambassador program made up of students, and Emma
Jumper's
here.
Which I think is really cool.
Thank you.
Emma Jumper's here. She's a national beef ambassador, and you travel around the country making presentations and talking about lean beef. What school are you enrolled in?
I go to Mississippi State University, so I'm a proud Bulldog.
Okay.
Where's your accent?
I'm actually from Arkansas, so they tell me I'm south of the Mason-Dixon line right here, but I don't know if I believe
you. You are barely south of me.
They try to sell D.C. as a southern city, but it's not.
Beef sometimes takes a hit because, you know, they're health freaks who say, well, you shouldn't eat a lot of beef, but... Mm-hmm.
But actually, according to the BOLD study, which stands for Beef in an Optimum Lean Diet, we've shown that you can eat beef every single day and still be healthy as a horse.
I don't know if that's how I would put it. But let me just ask you, as a beef ambassador, I mean, how did you become, I love meat and I need to tell people about it? I mean, how did you become a beef ambassador?
Really, for me, it was a drive to preserve the traditions of agriculture and to educate people about what we do, because I grew up on an Angus ranch in northeast Arkansas. And so whenever I found this opportunity to be my state's ambassador, I jumped on it. And then we all went to Sacramento, California and competed. Every state is allowed to send an ambassador and then they choose five. And I was chosen to serve as a national beef ambassador. So I spend my time traveling the nation promoting beef with those checkoff dollars that you spoke of earlier. Mm-hmm. So every rancher pays $1 per head of every cow and calf sold in the United States, and there's about 1 million farmers and ranchers that pay into it. And so that money goes to education, promotion, and research.
Very cool. So when you do these presentations, what do you I know
that
you're really
good.
Impressed, right?
Hey, more beef. Come on.
Thank you.
So when you do these presentations, who are you primarily talking to? Is it the general public? Are you talking to students your age? I mean, who are you speaking with?
We do both. We spend a lot of time at functions such as this, promoting beef to the consumer. We act as a liaison between that producer and the consumer to answer any questions that they have. But we also really enjoy getting into the classrooms. That was one of the stipulations. You had to do presentations before you could compete on the national level. And so in my classroom presentations, I put together a curriculum that emphasized beef nutrition. And so I used portable camping cookware to let second and third and fourth graders cook with their parents. And we did taco salad and chili and stir fries.
Fun.
And then cool wraps with roast beef
And what are the kids' reactions to it? I mean, I can't imagine little ones really have a sense that meat is not healthy. I mean, what are their reactions? I know it's to take it home to the parents, but what are their overall reactions to it?
They just can't believe that they're given the opportunity to actually cook. Whenever they get to hold the spatula or they get to hold the spoon and stir the ground beef, you know, that's simmering over a hot skillet, you know, they really just enjoy the opportunity to have fun. Mm-hmm. And so then they go home and say, Mommy, Daddy, guess what I made today? Can we make it tonight?
Well, let's talk about being raised on an Angus farm.
Oh, I'd love to.
Are they... is this pasture-raised cows? Are these corn-fed cows? What happens out on your Angus farm?
Well, at Rock Creek Angus Ranch in Northeast Arkansas, we are truly a family-run operation. Mm-hmm. So we're not exactly in the heart of cattle country. So really, we think of it as an expensive hobby, but we enjoy it so much. And our cattle we use rotational pasture grazing, but we also supplement with corn and grains and then hay to get us through the winter. So
does that make for leaner meat?
Well, it's more traditional. We use the traditional feed. We're not certified natural, mm-hmm. but we do produce high quality meat that has that marbling that gives us the taste, and we think that our beef is supreme.
Do you name the cows?
Excuse me?
Do you name the cows?
Well, we try not to name anything we plan on eating.
Right?
Esmeralda tastes good. Goodbye, Esmeralda.
Oh, you're mean.
I am mean.
What's wrong with you? I swear to God.
I'm going to take another bite of this beef.
Well, so now you guys are down here at the National Harbor Wine and Food Festival today. Tell us where people can find you and what you guys are serving and what people can expect.
Absolutely. This is our fourth year here, and so we're so excited to be back. We love the area and the people here, and we truly enjoy getting to see the D.C. area folks come by and see us. We're serving sirloin samples so that we can show them how lean beef can be used in a variety of different ways, so they can find us in the center of the festival. Mm-hmm. And so just follow your nose. You'll find the grill.
That's true.
We smelled it yesterday.
Huge bites of
okay,
this
can you tell us
beef.
What you brought us over? Because we have this gorgeous sandwich here.
I did. That's a sirloin sandwich, and it also has some horseradish mayo on it.
Yum.
It's delicious.
It is.
Yours is almost gone. Tastes pretty good.
I know.
Mine was made by Mama Mel Gold. it's good.
Okay, so tell people where they can find out more about the ambassador program. Mm-hmm. If they want people from the program to come to the schools or things of that nature or come and talk at events like this, how do they find you?
Well, make sure to follow us on social media. We have a Twitter at Beef Ambassadors and then our National Beef Ambassador Facebook page. We also have the nationalbeefambassador.com, and there's a weekly blog by every member of the team. They can find out more information there and then follow the National Beef Ambassador website to find out information about the contest.
It's the National Beef Ambassador.
Oh,
so for next year. So
Absolutely.
You only do it for 1 year.
Yes.
Wait,
we'll
I want to
be
a beef ambassador.
No, you can't be a beef ambassador.
Why not?
No, you're not.
I went to college.
I know. You're too old.
Tell me I'm too old.
He's too old. And you're the wrong look. You're just the wrong look.
I think
we
I'm
can
hot.
Get you. We'll get you some cowboy suits.
All right, you will. I had cowboy boots when I met Nikki.
You are terrific. Thank you so much for coming
on
this morning. Everybody, come check out Emma over at the beef tent later on today. There's good eats there. And next, we've got Scott Trouneau. And I'm going to ask the skinny girls over there to pour him a drink, because I would love to see Scott Trouneau drinking a skinny girl mojito or something.
Absolutely.
I want to see him drinking 10-year-old scotch whiskey.
I gave him that.
I prefer the 10-year-old scotch whiskey, but I would certainly love to try the skinny girl.
We can get you that, too.
All right. So you are the executive chef at the Source by Wolfgang Puck. You're much beloved, and even by me.
Oh.
I hadn't really told you that before, but I thought I would do it on the air.
I don't know if that's true. I think you set me up to fail today. You made me follow an Irish tenor, a beef ambassador, and the skinny girls.
That's right.
I'm not being set up for success.
No,
here.
I just want to see. Well, a real champion will surmount the challenges.
Right.
So, and you're out here. Essentially, he's
the chef chair.
You're the chef chair doing all these celebrity chef, running all these celebrity chef demos and doing one yourself yesterday, right?
Yes.
So who's up today?
Today we have the great one, Victor Albisu.
The great one.
The great one.
We have Kyle Bailey and Tiffany McIsaac from Birch and Barley. And we have
Golden Brown Delicious.
And
everything else I do.
And every other restaurant that Tiffany makes amazing pastry for.
Right.
And then we have Mike Isabella.
Right.
Who?
Rocking it.
Yeah,
Mike Isabella.
Who is that?
Who's that guy? He's a little known chef in
little
the city
known.
That's going to bring down the house to close out the show.
Excellent. Yeah, he's on at 5 today.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, when somebody asks you to curate event, you know, like me, maybe, and, you know, talk about bringing in chefs.
I mean, you know a lot of people in the city. How did you go about picking the people? Like, were you looking for a certain balance? Were you thinking, these are people I know, I've watched them do demos before, I know they can rock it out? How do you go about doing that?
I was basically just begging anybody. Anybody that said yes, I was like, you're signed up.
Okay, okay. You just blew it following the Scotsman. The college girl beat you.
No, I mean, I think D.C. is such a great culinary community and such a tight community as far as the chefs go. It was really easy. You know, I just have a bunch of friends, and they're all really talented in their own way, and they all do different cuisines. And, I try to pick a diverse group of chefs that focus on different styles of cooking, and they're all great on stage in their own way.
Brock Harper Brian Voltaggio was hot yesterday.
Well, I think that was interesting. Everybody was making really different foods. You know what I mean? Like, Rock did mussels, and then you did shumai, and I don't know what Brian was making. I'm still some sort of deconstructed s'more or something.
27 steps.
Right?
We wanted to showcase that, and Brian has such a unique cooking style and such a forward way of thinking about food. I wanted, you know, people to see that and hear, and then, you know, me, I do simple Chinese food, so we do...
Yes, simple. It's really simple.
A variety.
That's exactly how I would describe your cooking. Yeah. Scott Juneau, he cooks really simple. Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on at The Source, because you have a bunch of... Mother's Day is coming up. You guys don't normally do Mother's Day.
We're normally closed on Sunday.
Right.
We're going to be there on Mother's Day.
I know we are.
Passel of Youngins.
I know.
I'm privileged to host Foodie and the Beast and their entire family on
That's
Mother's
true.
Day.
So That's true.
I wouldn't say that, because host connotes actually your parents. For it, and that's not gonna happen. So,
that's
I
true.
Wish you were.
It's okay, my parents are paying
that's
for
true.
It.
Perfect. That's the way to go.
Bring double.
So what are you guys going to be doing on Mother's Day?
So, we're going to do a traditional Chinese dim sum brunch. Mm-hmm. So, we have,
your Saturday brunch?
Like our Saturday dim sum brunch that we offer, but we're going to kind of bulk it up a little bit and do a few more items and some special things for mom and a few treats for mothers that come in.
Like what?
Each mom will get a flower, and we have some chocolate truffles
for
them. Did
I mention that
maybe a little champagne for certain mothers that we like?
Okay, or a really spicy Bloody Mary.
Yes, and we have, of course we have all our Bloody Marys. And
do you know why he said that? Because I was muttering to him the other day about you, and I said, what a mother.
All right, we have
David,
to take
you're
a break.
The biggest mother of them all.
We have to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more with Scott Juneau and talk about all the fun that we're going to be having today at the National Harbor Wine and Food Festival. Come on down and visit us. We'll be back in just a sec.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
For over a century, Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington has served the youth in our nation's capital. The club's new STEAM initiative uses the arts to teach science, technology, engineering, and math. Today, more than ever, we need your support of STEAM. It will encourage our youth to think rather than memorize, create rather than copy, and to be resourceful rather than reserve. So visit boysandgirlsclubs.org. Send a dollar or more as an investment to help us help our kids pick up STEAM. Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington, great futures start here. This message is brought to you by GEICO and WTOP.
Looking for an event the whole family can enjoy? Carter's Run for Dandy Walker is being held on May 19th at Ashburn Elementary School. The 5K run walk includes a family fun fest featuring moon bounces, face painting, food trucks, a performance by the Great Zucchini, and more. This is the second year the Zimmerman family has organized this event in honor of their son, Carter. All of the proceeds benefit the Dandy Walker Alliance, not-for-profit organization that promotes awareness of this congenital brain malformation. For more information, visit cartersrun.org.
For over a century, Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington has served the youth in our nation's capital. The club's new STEAM initiative uses the arts to teach science, technology, engineering, and math. Today, more than ever, we need your support of STEAM. It will encourage our youth to think rather than memorize, create rather than copy, and to be resourceful rather than reserve. So visit boysandgirlsclubs.org. Send a dollar or more as an investment to help us help our kids pick up STEAM. Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington, great futures start here.
This message is brought to you by GEICO and Federal News Radio.
All right, hi. We are back on Foodie and the Beast. We're live at the Wine and Food Festival at National Harbor. Let me just tell you, the festival hasn't even started yet. We got a great crowd here. The doors open at noon. It goes all day. It's food, it's wine, it's beer, it's wine, it's food. You got to come down here. There were 8,000 people here yesterday. I don't know why I thought the body count was 2,000 or 3,000. It was huge.
Shows what you know.
It was huge. It was like a ship had turned over. It was unbelievable. So we're still on with Scott Drouneau, unfortunately. And Scott.
Yes.
Go ahead. Nikki, you wanted to say something to Scott.
I do want to talk to Scott. Well, we were talking about Mother's Day, but you've got another big event with the American Institute of Wine and Food, who, you know, is an organization that's very close to my heart. Can you talk a little bit about that event? Because I know it hasn't kicked off yet, but we want to get people to know about it.
Yeah, we're super excited to host the I Love Crab Cakes. It's the Best of D.C. Crab Cake event with the American Institute of Wine and Food. It's going to be June 9th. It's a Sunday. It's 8 great chefs from the city, a Bloody Mary bar, some oystermen shucking oysters. So
cool.
A good way to kick off a Sunday, like today.
Yeah, yes. Just like today.
Just like
who's going to be competing?
Oh, we have a lot of good chefs competing. We have Dennis Marin from Post.
Mm-hmm.
We have, now I'm blanking, so
okay,
the beast
sorry.
Made me nervous on
right.
stage. But we have
Scott Drouneau has stage fright. Oh, my God.
There's a list.
You know
there's
what?
Like 8 of them.
Because
so.
I am looking at you. Stay away from my wife, too.
Victor Albisu is competing.
Right.
Kyle Bailey is competing. A lot of the chefs that are here now are actually competing. Mike Isabella won it last year, so he won't be competing. But There's a
he's
slew
done.
Of great chefs.
He's not competing
he's
anymore.
Done.
He's done. He won Cochon.
He wins everything.
He won. Well, it was the year of the Scott, and now yeah. it's the year of the Mike, and
exactly.
now it's time to pass it on.
That's right.
I know,
I'm thinking of entering myself.
I know Adam Sobel thinks it's the year of the Sobel, but it's
well,
not.
Adam Sobel won San Francisco Cochon,
I know,
so
I
it
know.
Is the year of the Sobel.
All right. Please, Scott is going to be walking around all day today. He's going to be at the Viking stage, Lovers of the Source.
Look
come
for
see him.
He's about 5'6", very round.
Drinking scotch.
Ponytail. Oh, wait, that's not you.
That's not me?
That's some handsome guy.
That's my alter ego.
Sponsorship. We have lots of volunteers here today that were here early helping to set up, breaking out the, you know, the plates and all those kinds of things. So there is something for everyone.
Okay.
There's no job too small.
Uh-huh.
We have lots of organizing in our pantry, lots of organizing all
I'm
over the shelter.
Organizing. Organizing's my
yep.
thing. That I can
we're getting
do.
Ready to do a new a garden. In
oh,
our,
terrific.
Yeah, so we're going to be planting a garden. So anybody that likes gardening, and that's going to help us support our kitchen with
well,
some
let's,
fresh.
Let's make sure that people have the basic information, too. Carpentershelter.org.
Yes.
And they
okay.
can connect to you guys through the website. What's the phone number in case people are
703-548-7500.
Okay, great.
All
right, so now some of the judges have come to join us
Woo-hoo!
Today. We have Kate Michaels, K Street Kate, as everybody knows her at, and Corey Sue. I don't know your last name.
Morris.
Sorry, Corey Morris with Bitches Who Brunch. They are two of, and Will, of course,
Will.
We already have Will up here. Everybody knows who he is. So
I'm obviously not as pretty. So
no, but you look good, babe.
I don't know. Will, you're pretty to me.
It's that smile.
So can you give them the direction? Now, the public is going to be judging, but what are these judges going to be doing today?
So these judges, you've got a big job.
Right.
You've got some real contenders out there.
They look nervous.
They should be.
Kate?
They should be.
Don't be so nervous.
No, I was like, Kate looks hungry. She needs to eat.
So you're going to go out. You're going to taste all of the wonderful food. And we're going to have a best appetizer,
mm-hmm.
a best entree,
okay,
and a best dessert.
Okay.
Eyeballs out, doesn't it?
Well, yes, it does. And the fact that it keeps getting hotter all the time is just a
so
wonder
what do you
to
do?
Me,
you,
actually.
Where do you find, how do you source your peppers to make it hotter?
Well, that usually is up to the horticulturist at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not even a thing where people go out and just pick peppers out of the field and say, oh, well, this one's really hot because I put a lot of fertilizer or whatever. They cross-pollinate these peppers.
Okay.
And they keep they're all over the world. Matter of fact, I brought a couple hot sauces that have hot, the top two hottest peppers in the world which is the...
Is that the ghost pepper?
The ghost pepper is not the hottest pepper in the world any longer.
It is not.
Is it called the ghost pepper because it will turn you into a ghost?
You know what? I'm not quite sure why they call it the ghost pepper. Mm-hmm. It's actually an American term. The pepper comes from India. Mm-hmm. But it's called ghost pepper, I guess, because it takes so long for the heat to go away.
Right.
I don't know.
It hangs around.
Right, it does. And right now, the hottest pepper in the world is a Trinidad scorpion.
Okay, I haven't heard of that one.
Right.
And so, but let me ask you a question. When you're making these hot sauces, I mean, is the goal to just blow you away,
eyeballs,
or is it as an accent to food?
Now, my goal is to give the customer what it wants.
Okay.
Or what they want.
Right.
But what is it with people, like Nikki, I can't do a lot of hot sauce.
I put hot sauce on everything.
What is it with people's, the differences in taste buds? Some people can hack that. Our kids will drink that with a teaspoon, and
right.
I cannot.
Don't you think you have to educate your palate?
Well, I read an article a couple months ago about the fact that your tongue tastes it differently.
Okay.
That the people that can tolerate it, it's all about what their taste buds can do with the heat.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that can't, just the opposite.
Right. Interesting.
Okay. I don't know, man.
Well, talk about some of the other products that you have. No, I love it. So let's talk about, you have a whole bunch of products here today. Let's talk about some of them.
Okay. One of the ones that is extremely popular is we have a gourmet Thai teriyaki.
Okay.
Which is...
called Thai Monkey.
Yeah, called Thai Monkey.
Uh-huh.
It is made with pineapple juice, wasabi, ginger, Thai peppers, and peanut butter.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
It is. It's very, very... very tasty. You can use it on a ton of different things.
Why don't you pop the top of that one and let Nikki put some on her finger.
Yeah,
let's
see
if we can reduce Nikki to tears.
And I don't want to not talk about it. So you have this thing called Slappin' Fat Baking Ketchup?
Cauldron. Yes, I do.
What is that?
Slappin' Fat Baking Ketchup.
It's our
invention.
Okay.
If you will. What we started doing is we started experimenting around with different flavors.
Mm.
The Thai Monkey is not that hot, by the way.
No, it's not. It's yummy.
Let me see.
That's delicious. That would be good on that.
Do you have a couple of these shot glasses? We could put some in there.
Oh, yeah. Skinny girls? Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
And the we started experimenting around.
Skinny girls don't
do anything. Right.
And it actually has a bacon-flavored oil in it.
Okay.
So it's...
The Thai Monkey is not... Even I can...
Even David can handle
yeah.
it.
Yeah, right.
I'm a wimp.
He is a wimp.
Clearly.
I mean, just on...
General
this.
Terms. Yes. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
It's great.
Mm, I like that. So with the Thai Monkey, that's something you could just like brush on chicken and grill, right?
It's something you could brush on chicken. I've used it as a steak sauce. I've used it as a barbecue sauce.
That's good.
It actually is a multi award-winning sauce.
Okay.
And it has taken first place in the Fiery Foods Challenge as a barbecue sauce and as a Thai hot sauce.
I get that.
Captain
it's
Tom,
really
have
yummy.
You ever used it on actual monkey?
No, that's not right.
No.
We have 2 minutes. Okay,
great.
All right, so this is the ketchup. Hold on.
Let's make sure we know where Captain Tom's is, how to find you in the stores and online, because we're about to end the show.
Mm. Wait, and where is he today? He's here today. You can buy all this today.
Yes, you can. You can
buy
all these things
delicious.
Here today.
Mm-hmm.
We are, I don't know how to describe where we are. We're on one of the piers.
Okay.
And we have a spice pavilion, a salt pavilion. We have a make-your-own rub for $1.
Neat.
So you can come. Well, I'll supply you with recipes.
Tim likes that. Tim's like, I'm going to go make myself some rub.
Come on around.
All right.
Come on around. I'll fix you up.
And where can people, because you have so many different products, where can people find you online?
www.CaptainToms, and it's THOMS.com.
Excellent. All right. Thank you for joining us today. We know
welcome.
It was quick, but we wanted people to know about you being here today. You should go and try some of these sauces. Make your own rub with Captain Tom, and you can find his products online, and I'm sure they're in stores all
right.
over the place.
Yes,
so we're going to have to rock because we got 1 minute. Everybody, we are at the Wine and Food Festival at National Harbor. There's a whole day of food and fun and booze and beer and cigars and food and more fun just waiting for you. So come on down. Tickets are sold right at the front gate. And it's a whole day of wining and sampling and having fun. So.
And don't forget all the chef demos going on today. You got Tiffany McIsaac, Kyle Bailey, Vic Albisu, and Mike Isabella here at 5 o'clock today.
Mike Isabella.
I know. This is David and Nikki Nellis for Foodie and the Beast. Thanks so much for joining us today. Everybody, please have a delicious week.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics, Federal News Radio, and federalnewsradio.com.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated.